Scott Morrison has officially been sworn in, as I was telling you, 30th Prime Minister in Australia, and that literally happened a couple of minutes ago. And as we end the week with the Liberal leadership turmoil finally put to bed, or is it, what happens next? Well, someone who knows everything and has been talking for days and days, and we love him, is the ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green. Anthony, thank you.
Good evening.
I know, but you are still with us and you are a survivor. Scott Morrison is not the Prime Minister we expected to end up with, but he's the Prime Minister now we have. How does his appointment shake up your expectations on the timing potentially of a next election? You heard Albo there, Anthony Albanese, saying he wanted an immediate election.
Nothing's changed my view on the timings. It didn't matter who won this week. The government is still timetable towards an election in May last year. They're in no position to have an election this year. They do not have candidates in marginal Labor electorates. There hasn't been a step towards any sort of campaign that I've noticed. Everything is pointing towards next year. We have got the Victorian election in November. We have the New South Wales election in March. It's very hard to see how. There's room in October. There's room in May next year, and there isn't much room any other time.
Okay, so it was widely thought that if Peter Dutton became Prime Minister today and called an early election, the coalition would be decimated by Labor. That's what a lot of people argued. How would Scott Morrison fare against Bill Shorten if he did decide to go in October, for instance?
Well, I'm not sure there's a point of doing a hypothetical that neither of them were going to do. I think last night they both said they were going full term. If they had to call an election in October, they would be defeated. The Labor Party's got candidates in all the government's marginal seats, and the Liberal Party doesn't have candidates in the Labor Party's marginal seats. The Labor Party's got on the troops' grounds, door knocking and doing things and campaigning, and there's no sign of that in the Liberal Party at this stage. There just isn't going to be an election this year. I don't think there's any intention by the government. If Peter Dutton had been leader, they would have picked a campaign to target Labor's campaigns on climate change, on electricity prices, on negative gearing, on dividend imputation, all the things which were there as possible things to run an extraordinary scare campaign on, in the same way that the campaigns were run against carbon taxes and against the Gillard government. There was room with, if Tony Abbott was back in the harness and running campaigns like that, you could run on a real scare campaign like that to get around the fact that everything else had gone wrong for you. You could have tried to do that. Yeah, I mean, you know, Project Fear as a way of winning the next election is one possibility. That is one way to do it. It might not work and it might leave you with a smouldering wreck at the end. It's a high-risk strategy. So there was a possibility of doing that, but you couldn't do that by October. It had to be a campaign of several months. So I don't think there was ever a chance of an election this year.
Okay, so the next thing that may look like an election or be an election is a by-election in the seat of Wentworth. How's that going to work out? Help me out here. I mean, what sort of time frame are we talking about? You know, the Prime Minister, oh, I called him that again. Look, Anthony, it's, you know, just happened. The former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, said he will resign and force a by-election.
He said soon.
Soon. How are we to interpret that? Yes.
I don't wish to defend it. Look, I would, if the former Prime Minister can hang around 6 to 8 weeks, there will not be a by-election. If he can attend the next parliamentary sitting, maybe the one after that, there's no chance of a by-election. There's no point holding one. It'd be difficult to hold one this year. And voters in New South Wales will vote in March for a state election, in May for a federal election. There's no point putting them through a Wentworth by-election as well. So if the former Prime Minister chooses to hang around for a few weeks, they can probably sort of wish that off into the distance. If Peter Dutton had won, I presume the Prime Minister Mr Turnbull would have resigned at once and created a by-election. I don't know what Malcolm Turnbull will do, but if I was him, I'd go away for a week, have a bit of a rest, put your feet up, think what you want to do, have a discussion with the government about what you want to do. And it'll come down to thinking, well, I don't want to go to Parliament House for a parliamentary sitting as a backbencher, or I'm quite happy to come down and do a valedictory speech. Mm-hmm. And attend for a fortnight and then put in a resignation before the next fortnight sitting and avoid the by-election altogether. I think there's various ways this can be done with. I don't think anyone's going to plan on this because I don't think anyone had particularly thought about what they were going to do next week in terms of staying or going. And with Scott Morrison having one, I'm sure the former Prime Minister will be reconsidering his options.
I know, we've got to add that word former in. Thank you so much. I know you've been incredibly busy and always such a well-loved person on the airwaves. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Anthony Green is the ABC's election analyst.